الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we continue from where we left off last Friday, talking about the importance of friendship and ukhuwah and brotherhood, the next aspect of tarbiyah, tarbiyah al-shakhsiyah, tarbiyah al-insaniyah, is in context of your ruh, the soul, the nafs al-insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that there are three levels or three darajat of nafs. There is nafs al-ammaratun bisu, nafs al-lawwama, and nafs al-mutma'inna. As we read that in Surah Fajr so many times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the highest maqam for this nafs is nafs al-mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafs al-mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. كيف هو الرضا؟ الرضا بإدخال في عباد الله سبحانه وتعالى, كما قال عز وجل في القرآن الكريم, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. That all you believe, enter into Islam completely. And in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this in the surah that the highest level, highest status for the nafs, nafs al-mu'min, is the nafs al mutma'inna, itminan, peace, tranquil, serene, having tam'anina and sukoon and sakina, sakinatul qalb, wa sakinatul ruh, wa sakinatul jasad, wa sakinatul dhahn wal aql, wa kullu shay. Hadha huwa sukoon al asas lin najah al insan fi hadha al dunya. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. How do you reach that nafs al mutma'inna? Al daraja al awwa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse 53, that Allah SWT tells us, وَمَا أُبَرِّ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَا رَبِّي. That I don't free myself. وَمَا أُبَرِّ نَفْسِي. النفس ليس بريء. At least this is the beginning level of the nafs to understand. وَمَا أُبَرِّ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Certainly the nafs is laced, laden, attached with su, with evil. That's why Allah tells us, وَنَفْسِ وَمَّا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah is swearing by the nafs in Surah Al-Shams. وَنَفْسِ وَمَّا سَوَّاهَا, and by the nafs, Allah is swearing by the nafs, also the nafs, وَمَّا سَوَّاهَا, and the way Allah has made this nafs. فَأَلْهَمَهَا الْإِلْهَامِ, yani Allah has put some taqwa in the nafs and has put some shar also. فَالْأَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The fujur of nafs is there as an imtihan, اختبار منه. If there was no fujur in the nafs, if there was no fujur in the shakhsiyat al-insan, فَمَا فِيشْ امتحان, خلاص, انتهى الموضوع. Everyone is going to Jannah. Because there is no test. كل نفس مطمئن, كل نفس بالإيمان, كل نفس بالتقوى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. لماذا, لإيش؟ قد أفلها من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. دسل دسو, as you know in Arabic language, means to bury. Just like كان يدسو الامرأة في التراب, البنت لما تولد في القريش في مكة كان يدسوها في التراب حياة ليس ميتا. Meaning in the time of the Quraysh, the Arabs, the pagans, not realizing on the iman and tawheed, when they got, إِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى, as Allah says in the Quran, that whenever one of them got the news that they have a girl, a baby girl born, their face will frown and moan, and يَسْوَدُ وَجُوهُمْ, their face will become black. Oh, what is this? Then they'll take that newborn baby and يَدُصُّ فِي التُرَابِ, bury it there. That's why Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ مَا كَانَ ذَنْبِي الَّذِي قَتَلَنِي أَبِي فِي التُرَابِ. سوف يسأل يوم القيامة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول, وإذا المؤودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. So the reason I'm giving the example that just imagine how a person would bury a newborn girl in dasu, nafsa yadasu fi turab. In the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَهَا أَلِفْلَاهَا الْفَلَحَ الْفَلَاحَ نَجَاد success is مَنْ زَكَّاهَا مَنْ زَكَّى الْتَقْوَى مِنْ دَاخِلِ النَّفْسِ. لماذا؟ لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَهَا مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Whoever makes تَزْكِيَةُ النُّفُوسِ تَزْكِيَةُ الرُّوحِ, whoever makes the purification of the soul, purification of the nafs, then that person is on falah. قَدْ أَفْلَهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. لِمَاذَا؟ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. الخشوع في الصلاة هي علامة من تزكية النفس. أما عدم خشوع الصلاة علامة من الدس يدس التقوى. And that is why Allah is saying that قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Loser is the one who buries the taqwa, who buries the good things. Look in this area. Allah SWT is not saying that the one who brings the fujur, no, there is no mentioning of fujur. Allah SWT is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the one, najah, fruitful is the one, productive is the one, who brings out the taqwa, tazkiyah, like you shine, polish. When you shine your car, when you shine the window in your house, when you shine something, it shines. Because you are working, exertion of effort, you're working hard work, labor. You're putting some sweat, some money, some hard work into it. So you shine the car, you shine the house. And then when you look from outside, mashallah, looks good. In the same way, Allah is making us, programming us. Tarbiyah, tarbiyah in the Quran. But look, shine yourself, shine your nafs. قَدْ أَفْلَهَا مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. In the nafs of Ammar of the Misu, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except what Allah has given rahm to it. But yes, this Ammar of the Misu, nafs, it has to be polished and signed. Because Allah says, فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلها من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. It's as if someone who never cleans their car, never cleans their house, never shines their house or car, anything, leaves it dirty and ugly and very bad. Would you ever want to sit in a dirty car, ugly car? Would you ever want to go to someone's house where there's trash all over the bedroom and hallway and things? You feel like it's stinking smell. Nobody wants to be there. So Allah SWT is saying that the one dasa, وَقَدْ خَارَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, whoever takes the taqwa and buries the taqwa in their heart, in their mind, and has no taqwa, they have buried the elements of taqwa in their soul, that person is خَارَ, is a loser. خَبَتْ مِنْهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. Why? Because they did not work to shine themselves. Allah SWT is saying that I have embedded in you, inherent in you, min nafsan, min tabi'at al-insan. You have fujur and you have taqwa. Bring the taqwa out and your shaksiyah will shine. Yazhar shaksiyat al-insan, shaksiyat al-muwahid, al-mu'min, al-muttaqi. And if you don't shine this, if you don't do the al-a'mal, al-ibadat, kulluhum tazkiyah. All the ibadat, they make tazkiyat al-nufus. So when we lamanatruk al-ibadah, when we leave the ibadah, the shaksiyah becomes dasa yadussu. It's as if being buried. Buried over the malal. Buried over the ghubar. It's the dust, the corruption, the erosion from the dunya. وَزِينَتَهَا. Everything, it makes ghubar on us, and it's a big, big layer of dust on our soul, on our nafs al-insan. And because of this dust and ghubar and malal and everything, the person is not a mu'min muttaqi. This is the nafs al-ammaratun bisu. Because what is that? Allah is saying, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. We are all bad. In this area, Allah SWT is saying that the worst kind of nafs, the asfal daraja, ليس أعلى درجة, asfal, asfal السافلين من النفس, الذي يقول, oh, نفس الأمارة بسوء, إلا ما رحم ربي. Oh, what can I do? It happened. خلاص, this جريمة, this evil, سوء, or سيئة, happened for me, because this is what, don't blame me, blame my nafs. لأن النفس أمارة بسوء. No, Allah SWT is saying, أنا أعطيتك القدرة. اكتشف من نفسك, اكتشف من شخصيتك. Allah is saying that I've given you the استطاعة, the قدرة, the ability, the capability to find out what is your nafs. من عرف نفسه عرف ربه. كما هذا مقولة في العربية. There's a big saying in Arabic language, whoever knows the nafs, they will know Allah. وأن عرف ربه عرف نفسه. And whoever knows really Allah, مقام of Allah, مرتبة of Allah, will know the function of their nafs. Is to be istidad for good, not for su' or sayyah. That is the first part, and that's why Allah SWT tells us that a person should be aware, should be on guard. No, never let their guard down from the evil of their nafs. Allah SWT tells us in Surah Nisa, Surah 4, verse 128, وَأَحْضِرَةُ النَّفْسِ الْأَنْفُسَ الْأَشَّحِ وَإِنْ تَحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. And remember when the nafs, شُحَّ النَّفْسِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقَ مِنْ شُحَّ النَّفْسِ, the lust and desire of the nafs. Whoever can save themselves from the pangs and attacks of the nafs, desire and lust, this is the one that is the successful. Because they save themselves from a fitna. They save themselves from a potential danger, disaster, destruction. They save their own self from the enemy of their soul. Subhanallah. It is my body, my soul, my nafs, and my nafs is my enemy. Yes. Because the waswasa, wasawas of shaitan, they come and they try to entice the shahwat wal lazzat wal hawa. Hawa nafs is the biggest enemy of the insan. A shahwat is the biggest enemy of the insan. And if the nafs from inside is not strong, it will slip and fall and get into the hole of the amal ad-dunya and all of that lazzat and shahwat. That is why Allah is telling us that وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. But if you do ihsan, if you have that special taqwa and iman and ihsan, and you do good deeds, ihsan on other people, if you do good to other people and you have taqwa, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Allah is well aware, خَبِيرٌ بِعِبَادِهِ. What are they doing? What are they thinking? What they are feeling? Everything Allah is khabir. As Allah says, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ. إِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Allah يعرف كل شيء ويعلم كل شيء داخل في نفسنا. We cannot say that, okay, this person in front of me does not know. Because people only judge us. If I tell somebody, they're going to think, okay, Barmaj already saying like this, so I believe on that. But what is in the nafs? Shuh al-nafs inside. Nobody knows. Illallah. And we get to know only afterwards. Only afterwards. After the time. لَمَّا يَمَّضَى الزَّمَانِ الزَّمَنِ. After some time, you get to know, oh, I trusted that person. I believed on his word what he told me. And now after a week or 2 weeks or a month, I see that, oh, he did not have the intention. And niyyah ma kana mawjuda. Because if the niyyah was there, he or she would fulfill what they said. But when they don't fulfill, and they blame it on the nafs, and on these things, and the dhuruf, and ashiya, kulla hadha, on the circumstances, then you get to know the reality. But Allah is saying, work on your nafs. Work on your nafs. Try to work and refine your nafs. And that's why the second darajah, that is Allah SWT tells us, that the second darajah is nafsul lawwam. As Allah SWT tells us in Surah Qiyamah, Surah 75, verse 2, that لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِنَفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى الْمَعَظِيرًا. In that same surah, verse 14 and 15, Allah SWT tells us that first of all, Allah SWT is swearing by the Qiyamah. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah SWT is swearing by the Yawm of Qiyamah, Yawm of the Hisab, the day of accountability and taking account of our a'mal. And then Allah swears right after that, يوم القيامة swears after the نفس اللوامة. What is نفس اللوامة? النفس الذي يلوم نفسه. This is at least some better than نفس الأمارة بالسوء. نفس الأمارة بالسوء says, I'm sorry because the نفس is like this, it happened. خلاص. خلاص. It's my wrong, it's my mistake, what you gonna do about it? That's how the نفس is. This is the lowest degree. الأسفل. At least the middle mutawassil is نَفْسُ اللَّوَّامَ يَلُونَ نَفْسَهُ. أَنَا آسِف, I'm sorry, أَنَا غَلْطَان, أَنَا شَيْء, I'm sorry, oh Allah forgive me, اغْفِرْ لِي يَا رَبِّي, أَنَا أَخْطَأْتُ, أَنَا خَاطِئ. At least there is some good in this nafs. Why? Because it is blaming itself. It's not blaming fulan ibn fulan. It's not blaming fulan bin fulan. It is not blaming on shaitan. It is not blaming on the zuruf. It is not blaming on the zaman. It is blaming nafsah. So at least it is better than the other type of the nafs. Nafs al-ammarat bisu. And that's why Allah says, بَلْ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ إِيشْ بَصِيرًا. Insan will see his deeds. Insan will see his words on يوم القيامة لما توزن في الميزان. Insan will himself, herself, will be witness.
But the insanu ala nafsihi basira. Insan will see in this life that if they are disobedient to Allah, if they are disobedient to the Sunnah of Rasulullah, and they say from the tongue, أنا أحب الله, أنا أحب رسول الله, أنا أحب السنة رسول الله, but their actions are different, their words are different, their معاملة, الدين معاملة, their interaction, their dealings with others, معاملة is different from the Quran and Sunnah, from the taqwa and khashya and haya and everything is different. Then we know that this insan will see it in their life. Allah will show them in this dunya the return of their a'mal. Even if they don't get to say everything, they will see it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we see, look at Saddam Hussein, he see. بَلَا الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِي بَصِيرًا. Saddam Hussein, I'm basir عَلَى نَفْسِي. What's going on with him? And there are many tyrants who came before. And in the same way, Allah SWT is saying, don't befool yourself, don't become naive. Don't pacify yourself with the pacifier that, oh, I can get away from this problems of this dunya. I can do something wrong and get along and get away. Allah is saying, you will see yourself if you run away. Run away from the qanun of Allah. Run away from the qanun of Sunnah Rasulullah. You run away from the things of Islam. The Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. Intazir. Intazir fil Yawm al-Qiyamah. لِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ صَفَى يَرَى كُلُّ شِئَنَامُ حَتَّى جِلْدَهُ وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَّا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Allah, الجلد يشهد ضد الإنسان ليس له عليه. وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا. قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء. النطق, لا تفكر يا إنسان أن الجلد والعظام الإنسان ليس عندهم النطق الآن. يوم القيامة الله سبحانه سوف يأتي الأعضاء, the body parts, الأجزاء الإنسان, يأتي له النطق. The hand will speak, the legs will speak. يوم نختم على أفواههم خطب, خطب سيل. الله سبحانه سورة ياسين, يوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلموا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم. On the day of judgment, Allah will put khatam, seal in their mouth. وَتُكَلَّمْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. الْيَدْ سُوفَ تَتَحَدَّثْ وَتَتَكَلَّمْ. On the day of judgment, the hand will speak. Allah, he did this with this hand. Allah, she did this with this hand. Allah, he did this with this hand. Hand is speaking. وَالْإِنْسَانُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. And you cannot silence. لَا يَسْكُتَ الْيَدْ. Even if you want to, as a nafs, you want to, hey, be quiet, what are you talking? You're giving witness, shahada, ضدي, against me. No. قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. Today is not your day, ya insan. Today, you insan, you are just basir ala nafsi. بَلِ الْإِنْسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. وَلَوْ أَلْقَ مَعَذِيرًا يَا رَيْكَ رَبِّي أَعْطِينِ مَعَذِيرَةً يَا رَبِّي. Excuse, remorse, guilt will not work on that day. Allah is going to say, وَلَوْ أَلْقَ مَعَذِيرًا. No, مَيَنْفَعْش. It will not help. It will not be any success for that person. No matter how many excuses the person says, oh Allah, give me one more chance. Oh Allah, please forgive me. I was nisya and mercy, forgetful in dunya. And now I realize, I see my amal, I realize, give me one more chance. Allah SWT says, okay, you want one more chance. Allah has already told us about it in Surah Mu'minun, Surah 23, verse 99. Then Allah SWT tells us that, كَلَّا إنه كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Allah tells us that when the nafs will say, give me one more chance, Allah will reply back on يوم القيامة, كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. It is just a kalam, kalima, that he and she is saying from the tongue. And even when they go back to the dunya, they'll do the same thing that they were doing before. Meaning Allah knows our nafs. Then we know already ahead of time that no matter how many chances we give this person inside, he will, or she will never take opportunity. Because in this dunya right now, every day, right now as we speak, every day, how many chances Allah gives us? Every week, how many chances Allah, mahla ba'da mahla wa ba'da mahla. Al-masa'il wal-bala' wal-ibtila', all of this is a way or a chance Allah is giving us, waking up soul. Why did this bala come to you? Why did this imtihan come to you? Why did this mushkil or musibah come to you? Why this mashad al masa'ib fi hayatik? This is as if tazkira min Allah. It's reminder. It's muhana, reminding the nafs al-lawwama. Wake up before it's too late. Awaken the spirit before it's too late. And that is why Allah SWT tells us, وَكُلُّ إِنسَانَ أَنْزَلْنَهُ طَائِرًا فِي أُنُقِهِ
ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حصيبا. سبحان الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, that on the Day of Judgment, there will be a voice recording box that will be just playing, as if this all the life affairs of our dunya is being recorded into something so small that we can hang in our neck. Now what do we hang in our necks, brothers and sisters, right now in this dunya? We hang a necklace, a locket, or something, a pendant. We hang something small. You don't hang a heavy book, a big heavy book. You don't hang that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says that, it tells us, وَكُلُّ إِنسَانَ أَزَّلْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, in his neck. Every person will find their amal in his neck. Does not mean there will be a big, heavy, burdensome book in the neck. Something of a device that will be hanging in the neck and that will be speaking. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ كِتَابٍ يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Kitab, manshur. Kitab that will be speaking itself. يوم كذا كذا عمل كذا كذا يوم كذا كذا في وقت وساعة كذا كذا عمل كذا وكذا. On such and such day this person did such and such. On such and such hour and time and minute this person. This book will be like a voice device talking on its own. And Allah will say, اقرأ كتابك, read your book. كفى, it's sufficient for you alone to be your own witness. Because when you read the book, oh yeah, I remember I did this. Oh yeah, in dunya I did this. Yeah, in America, in New Jersey I was living. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I lived in Egypt, in Pakistan, in India, in Sri Lanka. Ah, yes, I remember. Everything will come down like a flashback. But it's too late. لِمَنْ أَلُّمْ مَنْفَعْشُدْ آخِرَةً أَلُّمْ مَنْفَعْهُنَا. Yes, if we start at least with لَوَّامَ, نَفْسُ اللَّوَّامَ, at least we are on the right track. We are on the good beginning. يَلِيمَ نَفْسُ. Blame it. If we start with a blaming style nafs, we are on the right track, because you can blame yourself as much as you want right now here. But if you blame yourself in akhirah, it's too late, because you will not get a chance to come back. And that is exactly what Allah tells us. That يَوْمَ تَعْتِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهَا وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah tells us on that day, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَعْتِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, every nafs will come, وَتُجَادِلُ, argumentation, dialogue with Hisab and Kitab, and nafsiha, وَتُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ, and every nafs will get their due reward, their due recompense, return, dividend. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they do not blame. No nafs will can complain on that day that I am overlooked, that I am oppressed, I am mazloom. No nafs can complain that they are mazloom, because even if it's atom's weight of things, minuscule, will be given. فَمَنْ يَرَى مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, and whoever makes ذَرَّةً شَرٌّ سَوْفَ يَرَى. So there is no one who is going to be مظلوم on the يوم القيامة. In another ayah in Surah Al-Imran, Allah tells us, يَوْمَ تَجْزِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مَحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. Subhanallah, Allah says in this surah, Surah Al-Imran, verse 30, that on that day, يوم القيامة تجزي كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا. Everything that they have done from خير, from good, they will see in front of them. And everything bad that they do, they will see that also on that day. And what will they wish? When they look at their bad deeds on يوم القيامة, تودوا لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا, مسافة كبيرة طويلة. When a person will see their bad deeds on يوم القيامة, they will wish inside, I wish it is so far away. ابعد مني. أما الخير محضر ما شاء الله تعالى تعالى هذا أعمال صالحات. Come, do my good deeds. This is what's going to make me نجاء, success. This is what's going to relieve me, save me from the hellfire. So you want to be close to your أعمال الصالحات. أما السيئات, they will wish, تودوا لو أن بينه وبينه أمدا بعيدا. As if there's a big, big, long distance. Thousands of miles away, my bad deeds run away. On يوم القيامة, Allah, why is Allah giving us these ayahs in the Quran right now as we are living? So that we can prepare. We can make tarbiyah, mentor, nurture ourselves. Prepare ourselves before we die, before we bury our dead. We bury our dead all the time. We go to the janazah, but we don't take heed from it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْنَا وَغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam wa salam kareem wa ala alihi wa sahabi wa sunnah wa sunnati ilim al-deen amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, before it's too late, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya keeps reminding us in the Quran annahu ghafurur raheem, rahmanur raheem, qabil al-tawbi, ghafirul dhanbi. All of these sifat we read for what? For this nafsul lawwama, an-nafsul ladhi yalumu nafsahu, that look, come to your Lord. Istighfar, kathratul istighfar. Like I said many times over here, that Rasulullah used to make istighfar fi yawmin akthar min mid marra, or mid marra, kama jaa fi riwayah. That at least 100 times a day he's making istighfar. And he was making istighfar. Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Khatim al-Anbiya, Rasulullah, who brought the message, the Quran. Aina nahnu wa aina hu. How many times do we make istighfar? Yawman wa nahar wa layla. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. That وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنْ سُوءٍ أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ يَجِدُ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمًا. Whoever makes any bad deed, any mistake, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the Bani Adam, all of the children of Adam are mistaken sinners. And the best of the sinners, the best of Bani Adam that are mistaken sinners are the ones who are التَّوَّابُونَ. Make tawbah, kafrat al-tawbah. And that's what Allah was saying in this ayah, that whoever makes a mistake, a shortcoming, a fault, or sin, and then yadlim nafsahu, the one who makes dhulm on his own self, how? When we make a mistake, when some sin happens from us, when some dhulm happens from us, it's as if we have oppressed ourselves, yadlim nafsahu. Because of this sin, we may be mahram, deprived from Jannah. So Allah wants to give us Jannah, but we have stopped, deprived ourselves from Jannah because of our own a'mal, our own dhulm. That's why Allah says, لا تظلم نفسك. Don't do dhulm on yourself by doing negative things, bad deeds that would stop you from Jannah. Do good deeds so that you can get to Jannah with the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah says, أو يظلم نفسك ثم يستغفر الله. Whoever does dhulm to themselves in mistakes and shortcomings and faults, then they immediately make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, يجد الله الغفور الرحيم. That person will find, who makes istighfar, will find Allah الغفور الرحيم. In another ayah in Surah Zumar, Surah 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very beautifully, in verse 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing our Rasulullah in this ayah. Qul ya Rasulullah ala al-ibadi. Ayy ibad? Kull al-ibad? La. Ibadi al-lazina asrafu ala anfusihim. Specific address, specific call to those ibad of Allah who have asrafu ala anfusihim, who have transgressed the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have gone ahead of the limitation and restriction Allah put for us. Asrafu, israf, as we know, means going extravagant, going more. In this context, meaning going outside the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As rafa al anfusihim, lahum aish, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't despair, don't give up, don't throw the towel, don't surrender, don't despair and give up hope from the rahmah of Allah. Limada, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an, innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Allah forgives all sins, and certainly He is the most forgiving. This is announcement for the nafsul lawwama. The dear nafsul lawwama, don't give up hope. Don't give up everything. Try harder to move from nafsul lawwama to nafsul mutma'inna, the most desirous state. By the same token, there is a warning, as the ulama and shuyukh warn from this ayah, that we should not fool ourselves and become pacified. That, oh, Allah says, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an, inna al-ghafur rahim, khalas, I can do whatever I want. And inshallah, before death, I'll istighfar, astaghfir Rabbi, and then Allah will forgive me. No. Because Allah knows the niyyah. Because there are shurut lit-tawbah. We don't have time to go into it, but one of the first shurut is ahad, that a person will not come back to that sin. And nadam, there should be nadam, remorse, guilt, not that al-israr, al-azam, but okay, so what, I did it, Allah will forgive me. Again I did it, okay, no problem, Allah will forgive me. No, al-israr, al-azam, la yanfa' al-tawbah. And then we see about the nafsul mutma'inna. Once we work hard from nafsul ammarata bisu to nafsul lawwama, and then we work harder in nafsul lawwama to make our nafs before death, before mawt, to reach nafsul mutma'inna, the most desirous state of nafs. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي. Look at the خطاب, خطاب جميل جدا, خطاب الله, خطاب ربنا على الإنسان, على النفس. Look at this beautiful eloquent way Allah is addressing the nafs with so much love, mahabba, and so much an unz billah, that يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة, oh the peaceful soul, oh the tranquil soul, nafs. What does Allah tell it? Irji'i, come back. Just like a son or daughter runs away from mama, from and when says, come back, ya ibni, come back, ya binti. Look at the love and uns. Allah wants us back. He wants us nafsul mutma'inna. He wants us to get Jannah. And He's doing everything to forgive us and think. And we as insan and ibad, we are Muslim. And we are hinad, anid. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah wants, that's why Allah was in another khitab. In Surah Al-Fitr. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك ربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك. سبحان الله. Look at the khitab. يا أيها الإنسان, oh my إنسان, oh my human being, with so much love and affection and attachment. ما غرك, question, سؤال الاستفهام, يا إنسان هل فكرت في ذلك؟ هل دبرت الأمر يا إنسان؟ ماذا غرك بربك الكريم؟ ماذا أخذك مني من الخالق, من البارك؟ Allah is saying as if, have you thought about it, O إنسان? Have you ever thought, reflected, what has taken you away from your رب؟ ما غرك بربك الكريم؟ And not just any رب, رب الكريم, the most generous, most beneficent. هو الذي خلقك, هذا رب الكريم خلقك. فأنت مخلوق يا عبد. You are a creation, عبد. He created you. خلقك. فعدلك. And He perfected you. And then made you, fashioned you many different. Many different faces. Look, no two faces of insan are the same. Look at the beauty of the خلق of Allah. And Allah is addressing. يا إنسان ما غرك. This word غرك, والله brothers and sisters, there is no English word in the whole language that can translate this word. You have to learn Arabic to understand the unz billah in this ayah. As the awliya al-kiram, the salaf al-salih said, this one ayah is enough to faint you in your salah. The awliya al-kiram, salaf al-salih, many of them, they will recite this ayah and cry all night. ما غرك بربك الكريم, ما غرك بربك الكريم, ما. يعني الندم, الندم بالشديد والتمعنين, meaning the تمعنين will only come when we feel الهجرة من الله, when we feel that I have gone away from Allah, from the deen, from sunnah. Only then will the ندامة sink in, only then the true love of Allah will come in. And that is what Allah is saying, where have you gone, your nafs? You are not supposed to leave Allah, you are not supposed to run away from Allah, you are supposed to be always المعية مع الله. إن الله مع عيش مع المؤمنين مع المتقين مع الصابرين. All of these ayahs in the Quran, Allah is saying, Allah is with you, ya mu'min, Allah is with you, ya sabir, Allah is with you, ya muttaqi. So Allah is saying, I am with you. Why are you going away from me? يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي, come back, ارجعي. Because in this ayah, there is بعد. كأن النفس بعيد من الله. فالله سبحانه ينادي النفس المطمئنة, يا نفس المطمئنة ارجعي, come back, come back in the dunya. And when this nafs dies, Allah سبحانه sends the ملك الموت and says, take care of this nafs, because this is نفس المطمئنة. At that time this ayah recited also, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضيا مرضيا. سبحان الله, look at this صفات, the word, the kalima that Allah chose. ارجعي إلى ربك, return to your Lord. How? راضي ومرضية. Two words used. They both come from the same root Arabic word. That the nafs is راضي الرب, والرب راضي النفس. رضي الله عنه وراضي عنه. Like Allah said about the Sahaba, رضواتهم أجمعين. سبحان الله. Allah is saying, you nafs, you be راضي with your love, with your Allah. رضا الله. This should be our asas of حياة. رضا الله. Allah راضي عني. وأنا راضي عن الله, عن النعمة من الله, الجنة والكل شيء. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. And how can you make Allah راضي? And how can Allah be راضي with you?
فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Enter into my ibad, my slavery. We have to be ibad Allah wa amatullah. We have to be true slaves of Allah, bonded with Allah. Then only we can achieve the nafsul mutmainna. Otherwise we will always be nafsul ammara bisu or nafsul lawwama. We'll never reach that level. That level of ahsan. تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. But when you worship Allah as if you know He seek. And I finish with this ayah that Allah tells in Surah Tawbah, that the nafs can make tijar, the nafs can make transaction, business. Allah tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has purchased, bought. We are sold, brothers. We are sold, brothers and sisters. On our forehead should be written, not for sale, no vacancy. We are sold to who? خالقنا ومالكنا ورازقنا الله سبحانه وتعالى. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم. Where is this nafs going to go and sell for the dunya? لعرض من الدنيا. Like the Rasul said, سوف تجد من أمتي أن تعرف الدنيا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من يوم أشراط القيامة, من أشراط الساعة القيامة, he said, that you'll see from my ummah people coming, يبيعونه بعرض من الدنيا. سبحان الله. هذا هو المحمدي. أستغفر الله العظيم. Then he said, 1400 years ago, still in Medina, that you will see from my ummah to Muhammad as a slave, that there will come a person and he will feel complacent, relaxed, to sell his deen. يُبِيعُ دِينَهُ. A deen ليس مع شيء في ذات الوقت. يُبِيعُ دِينَهُ عند الناس عند إيش؟ بعرض من الدنيا. سيارة أو بيت أو فلوس ومصاريف ولا إيش؟ والذهب والفضة. وكل هذا ما ينفعش. لما الله معه الجنة أكثر وأولى من الأرض من الدنيا. All this that a person can buy by selling his deen in the dunya is probably just some materialistic thing, a house or a car or some jewelry or something. What's the maximum you can sell your deen for? $1 trillion? $2 trillion? But there is nothing compared to even one spit of the Jannah, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. And Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمَوْلِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Giving donation, giving sadaqah, man, putting your man in masraf, in some activity, to buy Jannah. This is nafsul mutmainna. Allah is saying, you want to know how to become nafsul mutmainna? Sell yourself to Allah. Don't sell yourself for some materialistic worldly things. Or don't sell your deen or compromise, sacrifice for some worldly desire. But sell your deen to Allah. Then never compromise. So that the nafs becomes mutmainna. Because when the nafs is mutmainna, no matter what thing, what bad happens, what difficulty comes, you feel that not even the forehead will go like this. Like when we are sometimes stressed, we go like this, our forehead, you'll see lines on the forehead. Lines on the forehead means what? Himself will draw, but then, that's what it means. But when the insan is sakina tam'anina, he will feel, mashallah, there'll be nothing on the forehead. So Allah is saying, don't put tension on your head and your forehead. Sell yourself for Allah, to Allah, to the deen of Allah, to Akhirah. And you will be in so peace and tranquility that when somebody comes and tells you, your father died, your mother died, you see the person in sakina, tamini. Because who are? Radina Allah, Yarif, Rida. And if somebody sees, oh, the car is totaled, or the house is burned, this person, nafsul mutma'inna, inna lillahi wa. That's all they will say. Whenever something is lost from them, whenever some masahid, some mashakil come there, mutma'inna, not away, they will always say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It was from Allah, Allah took it. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise and thanks to Allah in every circumstance. So what? Why should I get perturbed? Why should I get tense and depressed? Because whatever is coming my way, قَدَّ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ قَدَّ. So I have to have sakina tam'anina. This is from the alamat, alamat al-nafs al-mutma'inna. And I finish with this dua that Rasulullah used to make, and we will make also. اللهم إني أسألك نفسا بك مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وترضي بقضائك وتقنى بعطائك. This is a beautiful dua Rasulullah used to make. I translate for those who don't understand. The Prophet is saying, اللهم إني أو الله, I am asking you, أسألك نفس بك مطمئنة. O Allah, I ask you to give me a nafs, to make my nafs بك مطمئنة, peace and tranquil with you, with your qada, whatever happens from you. تؤمن بلقائك. This nafs المطمئنة, O Allah, give me this feeling that I believe with your meeting. لقاء, لقاء means meeting. لقائك, that I know. تؤمن, I believe, I know, yaqeen, that I'm going to meet Allah one day, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَتَرْضِ بِقَضَائِكَ. And this nafs al-mutma'inna is radi بِقَضَائِ اللَّهِ بِأَيْ شَيْءٍ أَيُّهِ حَسَنَ فِيهِ. This person is satisfied with whatever happens in their way. وَتُقْنَ بِعَطَائِكَ. And whatever Allah gives, al-qanaa, satisfied. Not al-hasad wal-his. Al-hayatum al-takathur. حَتَّى زَوْتُمْ الْمَقَابِرِ. Nafs al-mutma'inna is never in a mad dash, crazy rush in this dunya to accumulate. Like Allah says, أَلْهَاكُمْ هَلَاكُمْ أَلْهَاكُمْ التَّكَاثُرُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَالِ كَثْرَةُ الدُّنْيَا. Until when? حَتَّى أَيْنَا حَتَّى زُرْتُمْ الْمَقَابِرِ. When you went to bury the grave in the graveyard, then you realize, what am I doing in dunya? Or when the person is burying you, but then it's too late. زُرْت زِيَارَة. Visit the graveyard. So visiting the graveyard also makes our nafs mutma'inna. Allahumma fi al-masih al-muzmad, al-mu'minin al-mu'minat, al-ahya'a minhu wal-amwad, innaka anta samim mujibu da'wat ya rabbal alameen. Rabbana zalamna anfusa.